The Western Tree Nut Association, in conjunction with the California Department of Food and Agriculture and the University of California Agricultural Natural Resources, is coordinating pre-harvest water assessment regional workshops for tree nut growers. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Roger Isom is president and CEO of the new Western Tree Nut Association. And the goal of these workshops is to ensure tree nut growers are prepared for the Food Safety Modernization Act produce safety rule, specifically now that the final rule on pre-harvest agricultural water requirements has come into effect. We asked Roger Isom, well, tree nuts really don't come into contact with a lot of water. They're not like leafy greens.
They don't, but you've got to think of everything, right? Because you use water to mix with your chemicals for spraying. Those definitely get on there. There is some requirements for testing your well water, your irrigation water. And so, yeah, you're right. And almonds especially, because they have the pasteurization step, so they're exempted out and they're not eaten raw. Walnuts and pistachios definitely have some things, and a lot of these workshops and some of the discussion points are focused on or those growers in particular. But you're right. Compared to, say, leafy greens or, you know, something like that, we definitely have less exposure from this particular aspect.
For the dates of the workshops happening now, agprocessors.org. Agprocessors.org. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.